Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Ever felt like your dolls were plotting against you? For one girl, they didn't just sit there looking creepy. They actually climbed into her bed.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd absolutely love to hear them. Of course, if you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that, we got it for you on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there. And if you're not even an Apple user, you can listen to Apple Podcasts now on any device. So check that out, or Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts, we are there. But you get access to those bonus episodes over there on our premium channel. So do check that out, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol, with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, you know, I don't believe this is paranormal.
Okay.
Because, you know, at my house, when you have cats, anything that could be paranormal, you can also blame on your cats for the most part.
Sure.
So I'm sitting in here working all morning, and I never heard the crash, but I went into my kitchen to get some ice, and I have some plants by a window, and the plants are on the ground, just like upside down. And I'm like, I stood there and stared at them for a minute, and I'm like, how did that happen and I not even hear it? Like, it's three plants that were in big pots are upside down on the floor. I think it's cats. But it felt paranormal when I walked in there. I was like, what the hell happened?
You think
here?
It's cats, but is it cats?
Is it? Is it Satan? You might want to ask him, Tony.
Let's check in.
Hey, it's
was
your,
it you?
It's your fucking
Did you
cat.
Do it?
It's your cats. It's just your fucking cats.
Cats?
Yeah, it's your cats.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking, cats.
Yeah. You gotta look out. They're gonna do that sort of stuff, because they're incarnates of evil like me. That's what cats are, motherfucker. Okay. Well, there you go. I got your answer.
Thanks, Satan, for clearing that up.
Hey, have a great day.
There you go.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
I'm glad
I like
we.
Satan has wise, you know, Satan has wise advice.
He does.
Too.
He's
and like, okay, great. Now I know it's not Satan. I feel better about having to clean this freaking mess up that's in my kitchen because I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Well, now you know it's the cats, so you can blame them. So
I'm gonna.
That is pretty creepy, though, that they're able to do that.
Well, it's funny because it wouldn't have been quite as creepy if I'd have heard it and then went in there to see what had happened. But as soon as I walked into my kitchen, it was really bright because they're big plants and they kind of are right in front of that window.
Okay.
So there's never that much light coming in. And I was like, that kind of caught me off guard. And then I'm like, wait, oh shit.
Yeah.
And it's just this freaking mess. I'm going to have to repot all three of them. Like, they're totally out of the pots.
Wow.
I know. And I didn't hear it. That's the paranormal seeming like part.
Those cats. That is a little.
It's Izzy. My young cat. He does that shit.
Well,
and I would have thought my dog would have gone running in there like that.
Yeah.
Even though he's little and only 15 pounds, he likes to keep up with shit going around on around the house. He didn't. So maybe, that's why it felt paranormal.
Maybe he's part of the plot.
Oh.
Maybe he's working with the cats.
Because that is his favorite cat, the one who I'm sure did it.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You got to get those animals.
Like I'll cover for, I'm going to go distract her so she doesn't. And if you're going to walk up there, I got to go distract Carol. You might knock those plants off.
Yep. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
We just solved the unsolved mystery.
I'm glad that we figured that out. Thank you.
Yeah. Not a problem. Not a problem. With a little help from Satan, too. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to our first ghost story of the day at 855-853-4802. Let's hear it. Hi.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to get a chance to finally share some of the stuff that has happened to me. I love listening to all the stories and everyone's occurrences and everything. So, you know, it really helps me get through my day and gives me something to look for. My name is Jen from Gerald. And in my life, there's only been like tiny little weird things that have happened to kind of make me think, wait, was that something? What was that, you know? Mostly with me, it's like the little light-up lights and things. Like, you know, for Halloween, we're about the same age, so you probably remember. Halloween and Christmas, they would have those little pins that you could wear, and you, like, twist it, and the little lights would glitter and glow. So I used to have some of those, and they would just light up on their own, like, without twisting or moving. We had one of the old cell phone batteries that you could take off, you know, that had the sparkling lights and would glow, and that thing was dead for at least a year. And I opened the drawer one day, and it was just going off all by itself. So mostly those, but there are two specific times in my life where I feel like there was something a little more going on. The first one was always on the top bunk, and I remember at several times where I would wake up and there would be like my dolls crawling up the side from like the bottom up over the bunk bed. You know, my mom told me later on in life that I was just having night terrors. Like I'd always have nightmares or whatever. So I kind of brushed it off like, oh, it's nothing. But last year at a family reunion, we were having my youngest sister who slept on the bottom of the bunk bed. We were all just being silly, talking to my aunt, telling ghost stories. And she actually told me the same thing, that her dolls would crawl over the bed to her, like she was on the bottom, so crawling up to her. And we had never spoken about this. I never brought it up to anyone other than my mother. And so hearing her say that really freaked me out, because I was like, wait, was there more to it? So that was the first one that I'm like, okay, maybe there was something going on in that house. And then the second time, I was much older. It's probably been about 10 years. We were living in North Carolina, renting a house. And I loved it there. But at the time my husband was away and I was working nights. So on my off nights, it was possible that you would still be called in. So I would have to stay up all night and sleep in the day while he was gone. And one night I'm just sitting in the living room watching TV, you know, just trying to stay awake. And there was a wall behind the TV that was kind of a shared wall between the living room and another bedroom. And I had gotten in the habit of making sure every single window was closed, every single door was closed. I was uncomfortable going in one particular room, the corner bedroom. So I had made it a habit of closing everything and then sleeping on the couch in the living room. So this night I was on the couch, but awake watching TV. And it was sometime after midnight for sure. And the floors were wood. So all of a sudden I hear what the only thing I could equate it to is like someone, like a man climbing in a window and falling to the ground. Like that's how big and heavy the sound was. And so instantly I'm just frozen because I'm like, great, someone's in the house. And so I quietly go through, you have to go through the kitchen and then it turns into like this other doorway and that's door to the room. And so I'm sitting there holding the door knob and I get a knife, and I'm like, okay, do I need to do this, or am I going to call? And I thought, okay, I'm going to check it out. So I quietly open the door, and there's nothing. The window's fine. There's no broken anything. Nobody's in the room. We had still, we were still early in moving in, so there was like a bookshelf in the middle of the room because that's just where we put it. But there was, that was it. There was the bookshelf in the room. Nothing had fallen. Nothing had moved. I went through the whole house. Everything was the way I left it. So I was like, okay, this is weird. And then that was kind of the end of it. It wasn't until we had moved out. Oh, and we had noticed when we first moved in, since it was wood flooring in that same room, there was like a stain in the, there was a closet, like a kind of a long closet, but it had those folding doors to open. And you could see this kind of roundish, huge, darker stain where the closet was. So we didn't really think anything of it. But it wasn't until after we were moving out that my husband was talking to one of the neighbors, and he said that someone had actually been kidnapped and murdered in the house. Like, that was the rumor. And I'm like, wait. This, I had known, I did not know anything about this until we were literally packing our stuff into the car moving. And so to me, I feel like maybe that was like a residual noise of someone dropping the body into the closet or something, because that would make sense. Like, you're putting someone, it's just creepy just thinking about. But so that's the closest I've come so far to something super creepy. I have yet to actually see anything or hear other things, you know, like a lot of the other people. But so, yeah, that's what happened to me. And I'm just excited to get to share it. And I hope everyone, you know, likes it and gets the same enjoyment that I get listening to their stories. So thank you again. And I hope everybody's doing great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for sharing your story. Thoughts on that?
That's some creepy shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about it before, and even Kathy and I have talked about it before, hearing a really loud crashing sound, and then you go to investigate, nothing's there, mm-hmm. which she did. So that's creepy. When it's like, I have no idea what that crashing sound was, sounded like it came from inside the house, and it got her up, you know, got her attention. She said it sounded like a big thud. And then to hear that somebody was kidnapped and murdered, like, in that house, it kind of makes you wonder if she's right about the residual thing. That's so freaking creepy.
That would be, she's kind of connecting the dots there.
Because so. I think if you just heard it and never heard that second part, mm-hmm. you would just always, the whole, like, just me, like, I don't know what that was, but it was weird that one night I heard something crashing in my living room and nothing was there. That's one thing, but then to have, yes, but Carol, years ago, someone crashed into the living room of that house, and it had to be rebuilt because somebody died when they crashed their car into your house. Then that's different.
That adds a whole new level of, you know, this darkness to the whole, the whole
and
thing.
So this lady, to find out someone had been kidnapped and murdered, like, mm-hmm. what? And we lived here?
It's a lot.
I don't know. I just have to wonder if that's not all connected, because it seems like it is.
It certainly feels like it. Thank you for sharing that that story with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check us out on Apple Podcasts. We got it for you right there at patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.